Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you're well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more relationship stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. Let's crack on with today's first story. And today's first story comes from a throwaway account who says, "Am I the asshole for not inviting my mother-in-law to Christmas celebrations? My 31 male, wife 30 female. And I have one child, 4 male, and my wife is 6 months pregnant with our daughter, who's due in March. My wife and I have been friends since we were about 5, so I've known her and her parents for more than 25 years now. Her parents were always very approving of us dating, which we started doing in high school. Her parents split up a year after my wife finished high school, and her dad moved out of the picture, so it was just her mum, now 65 female primarily. Her mother was the nicest person in the world until our first child was born 4 years ago. Her issue with it was that our son was born out of wedlock. She was very vocal about her disapproval of this, but my wife seemed to be able to get her to come around. However, she has since been cold, passive-aggressive, and in some cases, downright mean to us, and much worse, our son. I wouldn't even say the family is religious, but it seems to just be a custom that is abided by in that family. My brother and sister-in-law both have partners, but are waiting until marriage to have kids. Much to my mother-in-law's delight. The last 4 years, she has blown off numerous events, only hanging out with us if her other kids are busy. She didn't even come to our wedding, which of course caused a massive rift in the family. All of this time, I've been nothing but lenient with her, but I've never lost my temper or gotten mad at her. Never been vocal or had any resistance to her whatsoever. I've given her hundreds of chances to redeem herself. Last year's Eve, we convinced her to babysit our son. We made these concrete arrangements in September and checked in on it multiple times between September and December, as my wife and I was preparing to go out, getting dressed up, etc. She cancelled on us, saying she had other plans. My wife and I weren't able to hire a babysitter and so had to stay back with our son, which obviously wasn't the worst thing in the world. In June 2022, we told her we're expecting our second child. I think you can imagine her reaction. Oh, this time you actually waited until you were married, etc. She gave us hell, mostly through snarky comments, but while a bit tipsy a couple of days later, she went so far to tell us, sex addicts, because none of her other kids had had kids yet. But all of this year, I've acted like nothing happened. Blowing the New Year's Eve and June debacles off. But this Christmas, I've decided to take my revenge, and I told her she won't be invited to our family Christmas. Which is saying something, because even my wife's dad, who we rarely make contact with, is coming. Christmas is a big deal in our family. I should also say that we have never been invited to anything hosted by her, although all of her kids and their partners are. Since our son was born, and in the rare case that she does invite our family, it's always just my wife, specifically excluding me. Often explicitly. Now with me not inviting her, my mother-in-law is furious, my wife is furious, most of the family is furious, and I need to know, am I the asshole? And the comments say, Gleam in the Cubicle says, me reading the first 6 paragraphs seems reasonable. I would have cut contact when she didn't show up to the wedding, and quotes, my wife is furious and says, wait, you didn't talk this over with her beforehand? That's a freaking giant swing to take solo. You're the asshole. Gimme the Doggo says, so I'm gonna say everyone sucks here because your mother-in-law is absolutely the asshole, and I was with you until you said your wife was furious, implying you went over her head in not inviting her mother, so I'm afraid you are also the asshole. You guys have been together a long time, and I would have hoped you had remembered that a couple, especially parents, need to be a team. You did something without agreeing with your teammate, and that's never going to go down well. even more so, it's her side of the family that you made the decision about. Disregardable asks info, why is your wife mad? And Opie responds saying she acknowledges that her mother is being a bit of an arsehole, but still feels that she should be invited. Technology Livid says, I'm sorry, but I don't agree with everyone calling Opie the arsehole because he didn't discuss this with his wife, since she's pissed at him too. The mother-in-law is horrible. Why in the world does Opie and his wife still have contact with her? Mother-in-law is over-the-top judgmental of having their baby out of wedlock, so over-the-top she refused to come to their wedding. She's constantly either passive-aggressive or just outright rude to both of them. She doesn't invite Opie, wife, her daughter, and child to any event she's hosting. Blowing them off last New Year's Eve was clearly done on purpose to punish Opie and his wife, and then being horribly rude to them in September. Her treatment would have to be obvious to even a four-year-old. I'm surprised the kid hasn't asked why grandma doesn't like me. While I agree this should have been a joint decision, I think that when you consider everything that mother-in-law is putting Opie through, it doesn't rise to the level of being an arsehole, who in his right mind would want anything to do with this lady. So for me, it's a soft not the arsehole, but when making such important decisions, talk to your wife. 12 Cat says, I'm sorry you're going through this with mother-in-law. Please shield your children from her. They don't deserve to grow up with someone like her around. Please don't ever ask her to watch your kids again. Your wife should probably go to therapy and learn that it's okay to eliminate people from your life that aren't good for her slash her family. In the future, please discuss with your wife before making a decision regarding something happening in your shared house. But overall, not the arsehole for wanting a peaceful Christmas with people who actually care about you. So then OP did update the post, which says thank you for all the replies. They helped me beyond belief, particularly by helping me better wrap my head around the situation. As for my wife and I, she was primarily upset that I'd gone over her head on matters regarding her family. I entirely understand where she is coming from. I've apologized to her. We've talked and we've made up under the promise that we will work as a team from now on, and I will consult her on anything that involves her, particularly with her own family. As for the elephant in the room, my wife has always recognized her mother as a bit of an arsehole since our son was born, but has constantly operated under the "but she's family" pretense slash excuse. Now, particularly with the help of these replies, as I explain it to her in a way that revolves more around our children than us, I feel she's beginning to come around to my viewpoint, which is one of wanting to protect our children at all costs and to cut this harmful figure out of our lives. She does not want to cut her mother entirely out of her life, but has promised to, if it is our wish, prevent her from seeing our son, and I effectively only keeping contact between my wife and her mother. I told her I felt that would be best, and she told me in that case, it would only be her talking to her mother. She has also scheduled to go to therapy slash counseling to better grasp the situation and understand where she should go next. She tried inviting her mother, but she vehemently refused, so it's just my wife for now. I now feel as though there's a huge weight that's been lifted off of my shoulders, and I can finally look forward to the birth of my daughter in March without any connotations or drag downs. Thank you again, guys, for all the replies. I honestly would never have been able to articulate my viewpoint to her if it wasn't for you and your thoughtful replies. You've made the situation 100 times better, so I thank you again. And I hope OP's wife, through therapy, realizes that mother-in-law is just going to be toxic for her going forward as well. I can't see anything good coming out of it. You know, when the second baby's born, with the whole baby being born out of wedlock, is one going to be favored over the other from then on? Mother-in-law possibly saying stuff to the daughter behind the husband's back, you know, poisoning stuff. She just doesn't seem like a very nice person. And I personally can't see that changing. So I hope whatever she gets out of therapy tells her that she's in like a toxic relationship with her own mother right now. OP's original post was flagged, you're the arsehole, because he didn't discuss things with his wife. And don't get me wrong, discussion is absolutely key in a relationship, especially when you're living with someone, you know, it's her mother as well. But I gotta say, I kind of got OP's blow up over this, seeing your family being treated like shit by this person like this. Your own son, four-year-old son, being treated like shit like this. Yes, and I reiterate again, I know it should be discussed with your partner. But everything they're going for, and again, I come back to the son, treating the son like that, that would make me explode. I'd be saying, yeah, fuck off, you're not welcome. I don't care who that is, my mum, my dad, my brother, anyone. And once again, I know the ideal situation is to discuss things, but I can understand the blow up. But now I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? Do you think there is going to be more down the road from this? Do you think the therapy will help OP's wife move forward? Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. And let's move on to another story.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
And our next story comes from Just a Confused Bride, who says, am I the asshole for thinking my mother-in-law should spend the day before my wedding with me? I'm new to Reddit. My future brother-in-law suggested I post here. My 33 female fiancé, 29 male, are getting married in August. We happen to share the same birthday and our wedding is the day after. My maid of honour, B, 25 female, also has the same birthday as us. So for the day before the wedding, I had suggested to Bex that she join us, mine and fiancé's family, for lunch and help me to prepare for my wedding day. I also asked that she share a hotel room with me the night before, so she can be there for me the moment I wake up, to support and calm me. She agreed to stay in the hotel with me, but was a bit vague about agreeing to lunch, as she said she didn't know if she would have plans. This was a few weeks ago. Skip to today and Bex's husband, Lee, messages me to say that he's organized a romantic day out for Bex's birthday, ending with a concert. He told me that it was going to be a surprise for her, so was letting me know in advance so that I could plan for her absence the day before the wedding. I will admit that I became sharp with Lee. I told him it was inconsiderate of him to book something for Bex the day before my wedding when he knew she had responsibilities. Lee told me I was a crazy bridezilla if I thought I was going to make Bex do slave labor on her birthday. Bex is really good at organizing and she loves to help. I don't think she'd see it that way. Lee did say that if Bex still wanted to come back to my hotel room after the concert, then he wouldn't stop her, but that I absolutely cannot have her during the day. I went to one of my bridesmaids, Val, 29 female, and she agreed with Lee that I obviously have to let Bex go off and enjoy her birthday. I told Val I was annoyed that Lee hadn't even asked me if I could spare Bex. He just told me she wasn't going to be available. I told her that Lee hadn't even offered me his concert ticket so that Bex, my maid of honor, and I could have a fun evening together the day before my wedding. She told someone what I said, and now I'm getting hateful messages from my other bridesmaids and friends saying I can't behave that way. All I want to do is spend the day before my wedding with my maid of honor. Am I really the arsehole? I'll add that I don't know if Bex knows yet. She's organized so much for me, so I think she'd help me if I asked her. Edit, for everyone asking why I'm relying on Bex so much. It's because my fiance hasn't been much help during the whole process, so I obviously need someone to lean on and talk about my vision for the day. Edit 2, I can't afford a wedding planner. Oof, this is an awful one, but the fact that you went to your other bridesmaid, Val, and you was moaning about that. Lee never asked you if you could spare Bex. Like you own her. And then you went on to say that Lee didn't offer you his concert ticket. I don't think the comments are going to go well. And we'll start off with I Really, who says, wow. Wow. Huge, you're the arsehole. Seems to me like you've been taking advantage of a kind friend. Let your maid of honor enjoy her birthday. She'll be there with you at the wedding. Also, you are a bridezilla. Infamous Control says you're the arsehole, bridezilla. Your maid of honor does actually have a life of her own. She is not your emotional support animal. Alarmed replies to that one saying clearly Opie is a bridezilla, but honestly, the way she talks about everything makes it clear that this isn't abnormal behavior for Opie. She's always been a selfish, self-absorbed, inconsiderate arsehole. I mean, she literally threw a fit that her maid of honor's husband didn't offer her his ticket to a concert, and is enraged the maid of honor's husband wanted to spend the day together on maid of honor's birthday. The entitlement is just baffling to me. Yeah, and I got a comment on that one as well. I'm always shocked, and I don't know why I'm always shocked, because we've seen it so many times, that people don't step back from their posts once they've written them, and then look over the words that they've written and go, holy shit, that does sound so entitled. Maybe I'll remove that bit, or something like that, or just recognize their bad behavior and correct it, but wow. Jess Ziller says, in quotes, I told him it was inconsiderate of him to book something for Bex the day before my wedding when he knew she had responsibilities. Then says, what responsibilities does she have the day before your wedding? Going to your birthday lunch isn't a maid of honor responsibility. End quotes. Lee hadn't even offered me his concert ticket so that Bex, my maid of honor, and I could have a fun evening together the day before my wedding. And then says, this is a joke, right? You are being over the top and you really need to take a step back. You're the asshole, Bridezilla. And I don't think I really need to continue with any more comments on that one. But what do you guys make of this situation? Asking for those concert tickets, gee whiz. Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below, and let's move on to another story. And our last story comes from Lineroot1663, who says, am I the asshole for leaving New Year's Eve party upon hearing what my husband said about my food? My husband and I were invited to a New Year's Eve party at his father's house. His dad is sick and is terminal, and according to my husband, this may be his last New Year's Eve celebration with family. We, the women, were in the kitchen while the men were chatting in the living room. I needed the bathroom, so I made my way out of the kitchen and overheard the conversation with my husband was having with his brother, and it went like this. Husband said, I want to take you to Restaurant's Name tomorrow. They make the best dish name in town. Brother-in-law said, hold up, I thought you said Opie's name makes the best dish name in town. Husband says, was she there when I said it? Brother-in-law said yes, and husband said, well, there you go, and then there was laughing sounds. I was stunned and felt absolutely hurt. I turned around, grabbed my bag and phone, and made my way out of the house. My husband freaked out trying to get me to stop and go back inside, but I yelled at him to leave me alone and went home. This caused New Year's Eve to get ruined, and he argued with me later saying this was just some guy talk I wasn't supposed to hear, and that I acted childishly and ruined the party for him, his family, and more importantly, his sick dad. He told me to stop being such a princess and that I was wrong to hear their private conversation, let alone overreact like that. Am I the asshole? And we're going to start off with OK Yesterday, who says everyone sucks here. Your husband for talking trash about you. There's no privacy when you're at a party. But you could have confronted him after the party. Instead, you chose to make a grand exit. The two of you need to learn communication and talk your problems out, not freak out at each other. Living says, I agree with this 100%. I would just add that her husband is a complete jerk and pretty two-faced. My husband would never talk shit about me to anyone, nor I about him. There's no loyalty here. OP reacted in a very immature way. I would have waited until after the party and attempt to communicate how hurt and disappointing his behavior was, how I thought I knew him better, and I was surprised to learn he thought so little of me. Then go from there. She only wanted to make a scene so that everybody would know he did something. The theatrics were unnecessary. Everyone sucks here. Vivian Light says, not the asshole. Oh, what a shame. A man learned that camaraderie with other men doing jokes at the expense of their spouses may hurt them and make them angry. As a daughter, I always hated this dynamic that I saw during the holidays, and it's so frequent in general in married heterosexual couples, especially older ones. These husbands who make their spouses the butt of a joke behind their backs. This is the key, laughing about them, not with them. Have such a stale humor and lack of respect for their wives while trying to be bro with the other men. But this is Reddit, so I don't think many will admit how sad and frequent this dynamic is, lol. Coco Sneeze says, you're the arsehole. So your father-in-law is terminally ill. This might be his last New Year's Eve ever before he dies. While at a party at father-in-law's house, you overheard your husband joke that certain restaurant in town makes a certain dish better than you. And your reaction was to storm off and create a huge scene. You completely overreacted. Your husband didn't insult you in any way. He simply joked that a restaurant dish might be better than yours. You sound like a completely self-centered princess who creates drama when there's none. You owe your husband and his family a huge apology because your unnecessary self-created drama ruined a pleasant New Year's Eve that might be your father-in-law's last one too. Issa Funny says, everyone sucks here. He definitely shouldn't be trash-talking you behind your back. On the other hand, causing a scene was a bit much, especially with the whole dying dad thing. It seems you both need to have a conversation about this. How having hurt feelings don't make you a princess and making those kind of jokes about you makes him the one that should grow up. Jordy Hippo says, you're the arsehole. I was going to go with everyone sucks here, but you are so much worse than your husband. It was a bit of a tasteless joke, no pun intended, but unless you're a professional chef, then it's hardly an insult. You'd hope professional food was better than home cooking. You completely overreacted. You could have given a casual, sarcastic comment of, well, that's charming, and laughed it off together. Even if you'd been hurt and wanted to discuss it later in private. The context of his father being ill makes your behavior even less excusable. Alternative Ask says, not the arsehole, although leaving was a bit dramatic. It would have been better if you just confronted him, jokingly. Oh, is that so? The fact that you weren't supposed to hear it just adds injury to insult. If he had said it in front of you, he would have been laughing with you. When he says it behind your back, he's laughing at you. And the comments are literally all over the place on this one. Not the arsehole, everyone sucks here, you're the arsehole. But what do you guys make of this one? Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. Now, just a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories. Your love, your support, and your time always means the absolute world to me. So thank you so much for being involved. It is truly incredible. And hopefully, I will see you in the next one. Take care and much love.
Catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.